has a man wide open. Touchdown.
Touchdown for Jacksonville.
Touchdown, Jags!
You're listening to Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
What's up, y'all? It's JK3.
So, a little break there between that last episode and this episode, but, you know, we're okay with that, right? I mean, we're back.
Hey, not only are we okay, but before we get started, let's give a special shout out to JK3 being on the commercial during the game again, you know? Hey, we got the shirts coming out. This is Who We Are by JK3 Down by the Bank.
Is that what he said?
That's the new slogan. That's what he said, man. This is who we are now. I can rock that. I'd wear that. Shout out to JK3 because I was mad that I missed it. I had to hit the rewind button and go back and find it. And when I saw it, I was like, man, look at that superstar.
I think I was getting something out of the kitchen, and Amelia was like, is that JK3? And I was like, what? And I came over, and I saw it, and we were amazed. We just both, just sat there and watched. It was pretty cool, actually.
It's the it was funny. So the first time that aired, I think it was during the preseason game, and my daughter, she did that Leonardo DiCaprio, that there he is, you know, that little meme. She was just, looking and pointing, and, she couldn't say anything, and I was like, what? She's like, it's you on the TV. And I'm like, oh my God. But the craziest thing is though, so we were at the game on, and we'll get into it a little bit later, but I was at the game on Sunday, dude, my phone was blowing up and my phone started going off and my buddy Joey was next to me too. And his phone was going off too. And I was like, yo, and he's like, you're on TV. And I was like, well, I was hoping that I wasn't on TV. Like the guy on Monday night, the Jets fan that got caught, that went viral for flipping off the... Not that I would do anything egregious like that, but I just hope that it wasn't, something with me, just screaming, crazy on, third down, you know? You just don't want to get caught, looking like a maniac screaming, which I do. But when it comes to find out, it was the commercial. We met up with some random guys from the tailgate, or from Jacksonville, that were tailgating out there. And one of the guys, as soon as we walked up, he's like, yo, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, oh, I'm from Jacksonville. He's like, no. He's like, I think I've seen you somewhere on TV. And and Joey, you need a friend like Joey in your corner to humble you. Everyone needs a friend like Joey in your corner to bring you down to earth. So everywhere we went and someone recognized me, he's not a beeping celebrity. I'm sick of it. You know, so you need everyone. I say you get a fan, get a friend, not a fan, get a friend. Like my boy to bring you down, but no, man, it's exciting. It was awesome. And every time I see it, it just fires me up. I'm just so glad that football season's here. I'm so glad that, the city's excited. You got the Miller Electric, Pro Shop open extra days this week for everybody to get the teal merch. Sunday, it's what we wanted. You got the Chiefs coming into town. I mean, it's go time, man. I'm excited.
Really quick on that commercial thing, and then I'll shut up about it. Amelia asked me if you get paid for that, or if there's
I get paid in teal deals.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they sent me seven books of teal deals.
Dang,
seven. I'm just books. Joking. Unlimited smoothies from Tropical Smoothie. No, I guess.
Are there teal deals this year? Do we get that? Do we get that this year? Teal deals?
I think they had a season ticket member thing last night, but I didn't go down to it based off the last one that we went to and how crazy the lines were. So, I think our packages may be in the mail that we didn't go to it, but no pay. I think the thing about it is, it's just some things money can't buy. And that was just one of the most awesome things that I've been able to do. And I don't know very many people that can say they've been on a commercial for their favorite football team. So, I'll take that.
That is definitely cool for sure. Derek, I don't know if you want to kind of hit on the quick little overview on the Colts game, or we could go to JK. I mean, let's talk about the game really quick, and then maybe we'll pivot the JK3 on the experience at their stadium and everything. Does that work?
Yeah, sure. Learning how to win. That's what that is.
Big.
Learning how to finish. That's what that is. Everybody's seen the footage, the videos online, the presser. You know, 7-8 minutes to go. It was almost like they turned on a switch, and that's what the good teams do. They're just like, all right, enough toying with you. Let's put you away and move on. And that's what they did. Defense, man, Josh Allen and Trevion Walker, man, I was riding them, wondering what they were going to do, how they were going to perform. Excellent job. Andre Sisco, you are not a cheap shot artist, okay? I don't care what anybody says. There's a dude on Twitter right now really running his mouth. He has no clue what he is talking about, okay? I guarantee you, if we played in a couch potato football game and I had pads and I saw that guy coming across the middle, I would lay him out the same way just for running his mouth like that, for being dumb. Excellent job. Tyson Campbell, excellent job. You know, Calvin Ridley, he is him.
Man, bro, he is him. He's the truth, isn't he?
He is him.
It's just insane.
He ran a little out route, a little comeback or whatever, and he caught the ball, tucks it, turns, stops, pivots back inside, gets a block, then cuts it back upfield. When the DB knows good and well, he had him. He had him right there at the corner, at the boundary. I don't know what he was thinking. But, you know, it's great to have those type of weapons. And you can't. Fine, double them. We'll go to Zay. We'll go to Ingram. Yeah.
I mean, dude.
I dare you to double him. Yeah, that's what they're probably waiting for, is someone to double Calvin Ridley so then they can really open it up, and then you'll be like, what are we going to do here? But, yeah, nice job all the way around.
I've never seen them run. I think it was the first play, maybe one of the first or second plays that they had. I believe it was in the first – it was early in the game that he ran like a 25-yard comeback route. Like a 25-yard comeback route. Bro, one, shout out to the O-line for, you know, being able to hold a route that long. But that tells you about the connection that he has with him and that Trevor and him have together. But a 25-yard comeback route, man. Like, he sold it was a go. And then as soon as the DB, you know, flipped his hips to actually turn to get ready to run with him, he just stopped on a dime and the ball was there. You know, that play was insane, you know, seeing that live. But I think also just seeing the game speed, you know, live. I don't know if a lot of folks that didn't get the chance to go to training camp and things like that and actually see him, and you're just actually, you know, watching the things on the social media they're putting and just reading the stuff that people are saying that is actually seeing him in training camp and stuff like that. He probably wasn't going 100 miles per hour in training. I know for a fact he wasn't going 100% because the speed that he showed on Sunday was just insane. You know, and it's just insane to see in person. I think one of my favorite plays was, you know, when he ran a route that Trevor threw a dot in between two defenders, and it was just like the most perfect but scary throw. And then for, you know, him to continue to, you know, maintain the concentration there. I loved the Zay Jones throw, how Trevor just threw him open in the end zone. You know, he has the body control to get down. But my all-time favorite play of the game, at least from the offensive side, you know, was when he caught a route and ETN sprinted up to block for him. Not only, you know, that effort play, but that's something that's not going to really be on the stat sheet. But for a team that really believes, and like you can tell that they are like all bought in, because no running back, nobody that doesn't believe in their team or believe in their teammates or believe in the direction they're all going, makes that play. Like, no one makes that play just for the sake of making it, because that is a – there's no bonus incentive there. There is no – that is a pure all-out effort, I want to win play. And, you know, that play right there really kind of tells me where they're at mentally and, you know, how they are maturing into a team that's just going to really, you know, get it done.
Another thing, too, is that's so exciting to watch what you just said. But I even got more excited because I'm sitting there thinking, like, I wonder who would win in a race between them two. You know how you see two guys, yeah. Like, you see, like, we know ETN can run, and we know Ridley can run. But then the question is, after seeing that, like, now we get Ridley slowed down to wait for the block, but then Ridley immediately accelerated as soon as ETN got past him. I'm like, I bet you that would be fun if they lined up in practice and raced one time.
See, Agnew's faster than both of them.
Think about that. That is insane. Which you just said. If Agnew was faster than both of them, then that is insane. But
yeah.
No, and there were some things that they got to clean up. You know, offensive line play was, you know, good at times, not good at times, but that's okay. Defenses usually win the day in week one because, you know, it's just weird to get back out there and you got to get your timing back down. We wish we had better running lanes, but, you know, so be it. Tank Bigsby, hey, welcome to the pros. You know, things, rules, whatever. You know, just got to clean those little things up. And guess what? Sure. He's never going to do it again. Guarantee he never does it again. You know, he's probably sitting at home like, dang, all right, can't do that. Get down or start running if I get the ball, no matter what, if the whistle even blows. And then, look, even from the Colts side, you saw, you know, if Trevor Lawrence really did tell Anthony Richardson to protect yourself, because there were a couple plays where he got hit, and you could tell he was like, I'm not in Gainesville anymore. Yeah. You know, he was looking around like, what was that? Yeah. So, hey, but we'll take it, 1-0. Let's move on.
Yeah, yeah, super happy about that, man. And I think the things that, at least from the first week, they're all things that can be, all right, now we're kind of warming up and getting into the season. These things need to get done. I was very impressed with the hustle plays from the defense, you know, from Josh Allen to Trayvon, like you mentioned. Foley Fatasaki, you know, he's out there making some plays as well. Two fumbles by the defense, and then the pick by Tyson Campbell as well, baited Anthony Richardson in that throw, that attempt to Mo Alie Cox. And then, you know, just for ETN to go ahead and put the cap on a W, man, I think it was just an overall, you know, it was a good win. I'm not going to call it an ugly W because an ugly W is better than an L. But it's a team that you should go in there and beat. Would we like to see it cleaner? Of course. But the Jags scored 31 points. You know, offensive game, very impressive game. We saw some great things we wanted to see from the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. And then I think that's getting us very pumped and very excited for, you know, the challenge that we face this Sunday against Kansas City.
One quick question on Anthony Richardson. I mean, did you see anything from him to kind of tell you that he's going to be a star in the AFC South for the, you know, going forward, I guess? Or did that injury, or I don't know if it was ended up being an injury or not, but was that foreshadowing a little bit that his style might not work, or what do you think?
No, he's going to be fine. I mean, he's got a cannon for an arm, and he can control it. So that's the main thing. He just has to, as usual, he has to catch up to the speed of the game, and that's normal for any rookie. And he's got to really absolutely learn to protect himself. Like, when you think about some of the guys in the NFL, like, these are headhunters. Like, they can be 5'11", a buck 90, and they just see quarterback. They don't care how big he is. They just see quarterback. And it's like, if I take everything I got and knock him down, he's going to feel it. And that's the mentality that they all have. So he just has to learn to protect himself, and he's going to do just fine. I think he would have been better if he had Jonathan Taylor, but hey, that's their loss and their screw up if Ursay and Taylor want to get into a back and forth and we get a W. So
I think that another disadvantage that the Colts had as well, you know, they rookie head coach as well, rookie, you know, quarterback. Mm-hmm. So of course some things, you know, both elements are pretty raw. And, you know, in the NFL, the quarterback is married to the head coach. And, you know, those things like that. So they can figure it out. Do I hope that they figure it out because I'm a Jaguars fan? No, because I want them. I want the Jags to continue to have the reign over the AFC South like the Colts had, you know, a couple years ago. And you know, I just want them to have that success that they've had, or that the Colts won't have, because, you know, we do envy that. But I think there are some things there that can be put together in Anthony's favor, since he is just, you know, just an athletic specimen. The kid's huge. He's got a cannon for an arm as well. So it's how they're going to be able to mold that. You know, it's just, it's in my opinion, I feel like his ceiling, or not his ceiling, but I think that he could potentially be, you know, a more athletic, more accurate Jameis Winston. And in the casual NFL fan is probably going to look at it like Jameis Winston. But if you think about it, Jameis has got a crazy, ridiculous arm talent. But, you know, mentally, it's just not there. It's like you can't throw through people, Jameis. You got to throw people open. You got to throw, you know, and make good position or make good possessions as well. You know, with him being a runner, Jameis isn't really the best runner, but when he had the opportunities to run, you know, he was able to get, you know, the serviceable, you know, first down. I think Anthony's more of a threat in the run than he is, but in my opinion right now, at least from what I saw on Sunday, would be, you know, athletic, more stronger, you know, Jameis Winston. So, no shade to any Noel fans or anything else like that, but I think, you know, Jameis's arm talent is fantastic, but, you know, that's just where I see him at right now.
That's all he's got this year. That's why, because he knows they're going to, Gators are going to get
bro, kicked. So, again, we don't play Florida State until November. Relax. Kicked. It's September. Relax.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hopefully Anthony Richardson has less crappy pregame speeches if he's going to be modeling.
Oh, there's another one. Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Well, that's not even a dig at like anything other than the fact that they sucked. I mean, the E to W thing and all that.
Well, let's get into another war chant. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs.
No. We got to do the game day experience, too.
Game day experience? Oh, we got to. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. Tell us about it, man.
This is you all know that I'm on this crazy quest. And Derek, you've been on a road trip with me before, so you know that it has been. I'm on this quest to see the Jags play in all 32 stadiums, including the Super Bowl. So, Indy was awesome. If any fans have, I encourage you know, fans to go to the low hanging fruit games. You know, go to the divisional opponents. You know, those are games that you can always make since they play them every year. So it's always great to try to hit, you know, your Indies, your Tennessees, and your Houstons, because you know they'll always be there as well. But it's also very good to, you know, go out and meet with other Jags fans and, you know, just really just being in the atmosphere of a hostile environment, especially when you get a W, it's just that much sweeter. But overall, I think the thing that I take away from a lot of these trips is that I go to is the infrastructure around the downtown area of what the stadium, you know, experience is like and what it can potentially be like for us here in Jacksonville. And again, if Indianapolis can do it, there's no reason or no rhyme or reason why Jacksonville can't. That stadium's 10 years old. You know, they were at the RCA Dome about 12 years ago. And so Lucas Oil is now about 10 years old. It's still, in my opinion, pretty relevant as far as sound systems, you know, the game day experience. They do a really good job from productive and production standpoint. But, you know, the things around it, like the ecosystem and the dollars, what they can do to keep around it. They've got great hotels, you know, a lot of bars that are, in my opinion, are a little bit above average than, you know, what we have. And they have good public transportation as well. So, I mean, overall, I really go on these to see what the potential of what it can be like for Jacksonville. And I think that if Indianapolis can do it, you've got the Lucas Oil Stadium. You've got where the Pacers play. I forget what their arena is. And then they're building also some things around downtown as well for their soccer team, the Indy 11. So you can really see the infrastructure starting to continue to develop. But then, you know, it still has its own charm. So, but overall, crowd, not really, you know, not crazy hostile. Very weird though, that they have in their feet. And I don't know if a lot of Jags fans caught this, but when the Jags won on victory, or I think it was the end of the game, they posted the Jaguars W, but then like they had a flag. And it like was in the Colts, and it said "lost to Jaguars Week One" on that post or whatever. But that's because they have these just random flags hanging up in their rafters for like the most mediocre, like, you know, just most mediocre things there. It's like AFC finalists. Like, why would you hang up a flag there for an AFC finalists? You lost in the Super Bowl.
NFL team.
Yeah, like why would you do that? But other than that, man, no, it was awesome. It was loud. It was rowdy. And you know, they really do believe in Anthony Richardson. I would say that 100%. Ton of five jerseys. You know, they got a really cool statue of Peyton Manning. You know, outside as well, which, you know, it's cool to see. But and they got a White Castle right outside of their stadium too. I thought that was awesome. you know, it's like a true White Castle, like a real White Castle. That was awesome. But other than that, man, you know, I probably get it about an 8 out of 10. It was really cool. The hotel situation that I had. Holiday Inn Express, literally right across the street from the stadium. Like,
nice.
Walk out, stadium is right there. Ton of Jags fans, too. So, yeah, man, it was great.
Cool. What about the food and drink and all that kind of stuff?
To be honest with you guys, the food and drink Saturday night was a little bit of a blur. I have some family that live in Indy. So it was tacos and tequila. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, the head coach, by the way, I'd never even heard of that guy before. Am I a terrible fan? I saw him come up on the screen. I was like, I thought Frank Reich was still the coach for some reason. So I must be really behind. But
yeah, a lot of people don't know that. To be honest, yeah, a lot of people don't know.
But anyway, yeah, Derek, for sure, transition us to the big game coming this Sunday.
Man, this is it. This is just another game, but this is a game where we could kind of solidify ourselves and say there's a new sheriff in town. Okay, they know about us. You know, they've seen us play. They know good and well that if Agnew was Ridley, that we probably beat them last year. But that didn't happen. Oh well. This is where we can kind of make a statement to let the rest of the conference forget the division. Forget the division. Okay, Tannehill keeps throwing picks. We got that locked up. This is, you know, we can let the conference know that we have arrived. That, to me, is very important. If we go 1-1 and we lose, hey, that's great. You know, we're still 1-1. We still have a great team. But if we go 2-0, that's obviously better. A lot better. And that's what I'm hoping they do. I don't want to go 1-1. I want to go 2-0. And let's really take it to them. You know, oh, Chris Jones and Kelce and all that. And no, I don't care. They chose to not pick up any wide receivers. They're going to come out firing, though, because a lot of those wideouts had bad games, especially Kadarius Toney. So they're going to be looking to redeem themselves. It's not going to be a cakewalk. We're not just going to go out there and crush them. I think they're gonna come back. I think if we get out and jump on them, that's good and all, but we got to be ready for a four quarter fight because they're not gonna give up either. So
yeah, think about it too. They could because they lost their first game, right? So think about them going 0-2. I mean that seems not the probability of that seems very low. So we definitely are up against it for sure.
Yeah, they a lot of drops and a lot of miscues by them on offense, which is kind of, you know, uncharacteristic for them. But that I think that's gonna they can clean they're a championship ball club, so they can clean that up very quickly. And they also know that we're going to be with them on the big stage. You got to think. Have you seen the map that they put out? I think it was Demetrius Tomzi, and shout out to Demetrius, man. He put out the coverage map. Of the entire, like, the
it's like 50%.
Yeah, 50% of the country at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Let's show them who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, like you said, Derek, just arriving and just the AFC South is, you don't want to look past any opponent because it's any given Sunday, right? You know, you don't want to look past anybody. But I think this is a game where you got the big dog coming into your house. Last couple times you played them, in Arrowhead, it was, there was always some type of fuel behind it. It was, I think, the first time Trevor played there, it was people asking if Arrowhead is loud. And he's just like, dude, I played at Clemson. I played in big games before. It's pretty loud. And I think that was a little bit of fuel. I think the second time they played in the playoffs as well, snowing, Mahomes had the injury. We had a couple of turnovers as well that kept us out of the game, but we still ended up only losing by 7. So I think, when you have the team that is the big dog and he's coming into your home, it's like you get at this has got to be the most perfect game and that Doug Peterson and Trevor and everyone has to play. Like, this has got to be a game where you realize that, there's a new person, like you said, Derek, new sheriff in town. Like, somebody's got to come in. And I think that it really does start with the defense actually setting the tone here. I think that, like you said, about the receivers and everyone, having bad games, I think they continue to have those bad games. I think our defense, really was allowed or showed that they were able to get some pressure on as well. But you've got Jawan Taylor on the other side as well, who has practiced against this defense, knows, a majority of the line as well. So I'm pretty sure he's probably, getting the line kind of figured out on what needs to happen and things like that. And I think also, too, that Andy's probably going to try to get deep in the playbook and try to have some things and have some different looks that weren't going to be the same against the personnel that was out there against Detroit. So I think the big thing here is staying at home, keeping Mahomes in front of you, having, you know, maybe two players on Travis, you know, Kelce. I don't know if it's Oluokun and then maybe Rashawn Jenkins or, you know, some type of thing. Because you remember when we went up about 8 months ago and saw him play, they had no solve for Kelce. And he was just running open routes, getting open in the spacing. So I think if you can eliminate that spacing somehow and really scheme against, you know, keeping Kelce in front of you and Mahomes in front of you and keeping this thing from being a barn burner, I think, you know, the Jags can get it done. I really do. I think that if they, you know, make the tackles, the defense was flying to the ball on Sunday. I think they can continue to do that, keep Sky Moore contained. You know, you got to keep Pacheco in check as well and really give up, not give up the home run plays. Keep the turnovers good. I think that the defense really does set the tone on this by keeping, you know, all those things in check for us.
It'll also be a good matchup for their O-line versus our D-line. We all know Juwan's over there. I'm sure he's telling them things about us, but hey, it's a new year. Things are going to be different. You know, if he's false starting, let's see if we can't, you know, expose some of his weaknesses that he had early on here. You know, the phrase could say, you know, old habits never die. Let's see if some of his old habits start to come out. Another 3-sack performance, you know, however you want to put it, by Josh Allen would be great. But and then on the other side for their O-line, it's Donovan Smith. He's getting up there. You know, he's been around the league for a long time, a crafty veteran. But let's take it to him. We have a lot of youth on our defense, okay? And they have some patchwork that they've put together. They've only, you know, you think, I think they're 2 tackles. This is their first year there. They lost both tackles.
Yeah.
Don't have that many wide receivers anymore. This is our time.
Yeah. No, I think, to echo that, man, they definitely got to do it. One thing I was looking at, too, as far as, you know, having the depth chart and things like that up, I wish we had, like, one of those statisticians and, like, people that we can, like, just, hey, like, message and say, look this up, or when was the last time this happened? Because Blaine Gabbert is their backup quarterback.
Are you kidding me?
So Blaine Gabbert.
Henny retired, I guess, right?
I think so, yeah. I think Henny retired. So, like, when has there ever been a time where the backup quarterback was also, you know, the prior quarterback for the team as well? It's funny. Like, you go from Henny to Blaine.
Well, we had Minshew this past week too.
Yeah, and we had Minshew. Yeah, we had Minshew this
past
week.
Why does this keep happening?
Right. So we've it's like Ghost of Jaguars Past or something like that, right? That we keep running into. I think from an offensive perspective, we really gotta, you know, I think this is an opportunity for us to really get after them from the offense side, really get after them in the run game. We had some trouble establishing the run against Indy. I think that this is a game where they continue to work it within the offensive line as well. Chris Jones is coming back, from Kansas City's defense, so he's playing his first game back. Of course, he's got some things to go ahead and improve as well, but I don't think that, you know, I think they do have some dudes at, you know, line or at a cornerback, for Kansas City. I think that the windows may not be there for Trevor as they were last week. So I think that these windows have got to be, I think these balls have got to really be less risky, less than the double covers of where he was running as well. You know, we want to kind of get it to Ridley. But I think Evan Engram, I think this is a game where he, can eat. I really think that this, from their linebacking perspective right now, I think Evan and Trev and the slot right now, I think this is where we go ahead and really be able to take advantage. You know, I think Kirk has a huge game here. I think Evan has a huge game here. And I think they put up some great numbers from inside of the hash marks, not necessarily on the outside, but inside of the hash marks. I think they do a really good job there and eating up the middle of the field and hopefully giving Kansas City a taste of their own medicine. You know, how they've been beating teams for the last couple years as well.
All right. What effect do you all think that Travis Kelce evidently dating Taylor Swift is going to have on the game?
Zilch.
That's true, by the way. It's a rumor.
Zero.
Is it a true rumor?
Yeah, I guess I can't say it's true and then say it's a rumor.
It's a true rumor.
It's a true rumor. Yeah, it's a verified rumor.
Oh gosh.
I don't personally, you know, I don't know. I think Kelce can do better.
You just wrecked our podcast. Look, all the Swifties are going to hear about that.
That was a bold statement. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to say anything. But you know, apparently she's responsible for stimulating a ton of economies over the last summer.
That's true.
With her tour.
Yeah, talk about it in class. But
as far as that's concerned, man, you know how, you know, one tweet or X or whatever you want to call it, and the Taylor Swift fans will come out and they will rate our pod from a 5 to a 0 very Swifties. Quickly.
I'm just joking, Swifties. I have no skin in the game here, you know, with the tabloids and the rumors or anything. But no, I do think that it is it's interesting how these two worlds are going to connect. A lot of people were saying that the like when you're this famous, I think Chili's like put a tweet and said, "Well, we want to host the first date." Like, could you imagine Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift going to a Chili's?
No, definitely not.
Never know. But
so Sunday's a teal out, right? I mean,
is it a teal out on Sunday?
That's what they said. Yeah, it's going to be a teal out. The Jags are wearing all teal. So you guys better be in all teal. What are the plans for the game, Corey? What time are you showing up?
You know, we got to drop a 10 over there near the Jaguar Food Mart.
You're gonna come by one day. Your shit's gonna be on bricks.
Yeah. Well, I guess yeah, because I have the new car now, so maybe that's not as good of an idea.
Does the spaceship have lug nuts or like what does it run off of? I'm pretty sure it's got like some type of highly advanced way of keeping the tires on.
Yeah, it runs from the sonic waves from Mars, I think, actually, that help. And by the way, speaking of that, I think I told you guys that I got the new Kindle. I'm reading the new book about Elon Musk and everything. And so if I have any book readers out there, best bookworms, my BBWs, just reach out to me and we'll
chat about it
on Twitter.
Why?
I think just, you know, probably get up there around, maybe get up there a little earlier, because I know sometimes they have like the stuff going on around the stadium, like Dunkin' Donuts booth or whatever. I don't know how, you know, if they haven't really done as much of that lately in the last year or so, I feel like. But, you know, we'll get up there and walk around a little bit and see what's going on. Maybe I heard Jim Irsay like plays in a rock band before the Colts games or something. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. My buddy Jesse that went up to Indy, he had texted me.
Yeah, that's who I heard that from.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he puts on a concert and he, you know, has a good time. And I told him, I said, look, man, he better as much as he be drinking, you know.
The owner?
Joker. Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays in a rock band before the games.
Yeah. He might be. Yeah. Hey, that Joker, he looked like he already, you know, down 3 or 4 when he steps in front of the camera all the time. So there's no telling what he does.
Yeah. Jesse said it was good, but I was like, I don't know. I don't know about that. We can do, I think Shad Khan playing in a band before the game would be pretty neat, you know?
Nah.
Something different.
Nah.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, just going down there and, I mean, I'm not going to be able to articulate anything cool and exciting like you guys do before the games. We're just going to park and walk to the stadium and go to our seat and use the bathroom real quick and, you know, that sort of thing. So nothing crazy. Although I am going to wear my straw hat I got over the off season. That should look pretty cool. I also bought, these little rechargeable fan things that you wear around your neck.
And bro, you're going to be the only person out there looking like a tourist at the Jags game, and you're from Jacksonville.
I'm not going to be sweaty, though, I'll tell you that. I'm going to be feeling pretty good.
That is true. So, I will be at the tailgate at 7:30 a.m. I will be out there getting ready to go and getting ready to party. So today is Wednesday, so I start my hydration ritual. So starting drinking water, liquid IVs now, getting ready. Because on Sunday, it's going to be hot, and I can't wait, man.
7:30. That's so crazy. I can't believe that. Derek, what about you?
Definitely not that early, but it's probably going to be, you know, the 10-ish, 11, slip a back road somewhere to get down to the stadium pretty quick to avoid some traffic. And we'll see. We'll see if I end up down by
the bank,
the garage. Yeah, down by the bank. I'll be down by the bank, or I'll be down by the Talleyrand somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah, that's my place, Talleyrand. But, that's the road I was trying to think.
It's exciting to you know, have this type of atmosphere and think this is just the beginning. The home lineup we have this year, the home schedule is amazing.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Okay. Better believe that a lot of things in the Smith household were, how should I put it, worked or rearranged to make sure that none of priorities. These games, well, yeah, priorities.
Yeah, prioritized. Yeah, yes. Prioritized. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There's a couple of them.
You had to lay the hammer down in the Smith household and tell it how it is and how it's going to go.
Yeah, except for the old anniversary date. We might have to miss that one. But
not a real fan, obviously.
Yeah. I could just say, no, we going. Okay, that's just what it is. All right?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. I'll be by myself.
That's funny. That could be an anniversary thing.
No, I think we're actually – I think we actually are going to go. Probably do the whole thing, you know, weekend before – and then go the week after. But, no, just an exciting time. We always talk about things to do in the city. You know, what's going on? Jacksonville's alive. Hopefully we get the stadium deal done. You know, that's a whole other topic that we can talk about after the season. But right here, right now, we got, what, 7 games on the slate that, you know, out of those 7, 5 of them, you know, all of them are going to be, you know, they're going to have my attention. But like 5 of them, we're going to have the country's attention. And it's time for us to let them know that, you know, we're here. We're not going anywhere. We might be small town, Jacksonville, whoop-de-whoop, whatever, and we'll still beat you. And there'll be nothing you can do about it.
And what's JK3's slogan that's going to be on a t-shirt from the commercial?
See, you asked me, and I don't remember. Oh, this is who we are now. Yeah,
Who we are now.
Yeah. Okay. What do you say? You know, leave the kids at home, put the kids to bed. Oh, this who we are now? Yeah. that's his slogan.
I saw that commercial. I jumped up. I took my shirt off, and I just ran straight into the wall. I was so hyped. So good. I think that's good stuff. So, yeah, we'll, I mean, you know, if you see JK3 at his tailgate or something, maybe say hello, right? Isn't that like pretty open? People can just walk over or
absolutely
whatever?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in lot E. You know, yeah, we're in lot E directly across from the, I don't know if it's, I guess would be the east side of the stadium, because it's the opposite side of the stadium wherever the touchdown, the statue is. So the opposite side of that is where we are. So yeah, you know, if you listen to the podcast, man, come by lot E, just come straight to the back, listen to the loud music, having fun. I think this year, this week on the menu, we've got some pulled pork that I'm making with some Kansas City seasonings that I have flown in. So it should be good. And then, you know, got some chicken wings, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it should be a fun time, man. So make sure you guys come by.
Cool. All right. Well, appreciate everybody for listening. Be sure to jump on Apple Podcasts. I think Spotify has ratings now. I should probably figure that out. Google Podcasts, leave us a rating and review if you don't mind. And definitely follow us on X. And be sure to keep track of our posts on X, formerly known as tweets on Twitter. JK3 does a pretty good job at that, keeping us active. And if you happen to have any interesting insights or feedback or whatnot, you can reach us there primarily. So appreciate everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.